All right, welcome to this Prep with Mike special report on apartment prepping and city prepping. This is Mike Adams here. Been prepping for, 25 plus years at this point. And I heard another person, another influencer slash podcaster, talking about apartment prepping being perfectly fine. All you need is a little bit of extra food, a little bit of extra water, you know, there's a communications and things like that. You'll be fine in your apartment. And that was it. It kind of really glossed over it, I thought. And I want to give you what I think is a more realistic point of view, although some of you might say, well, it's more negative, you know, it's more doom and gloom. The truth is, folks, if you are living in an apartment, your survival odds go way down just from the fact that you are in a high density building. And you probably don't have good access to surface water when the water system goes down. And you're going to have a whole lot of desperate people around you, you know, even in the same building, possibly on the same floor, depending on what kind of apartment you're talking about, who themselves are not prepared and are looking for any way to survive. Now, in most apartments, you can't stockpile months of water because water is too heavy. You know, water weighs a lot. I don't know what a 50 gallon barrel weighs, but it's like, I don't know, maybe 350 pounds, something in that range. It's heavy. So you can't just stockpile tons of water on your apartment floor. You know, you'll have a structural failure at some point if you try to do that. And in apartments, you just don't have the physical space to stockpile a lot of stuff, and you don't have a yard because, well, it's an apartment. So a lot of storage or stockpiling or caching or hiding things is done in the dirt, you know, in the backyard, and also being able to grow more food obviously requires a yard. I mean, you can do some things with container gardening on a balcony, but it's quite limited. So for those of you who are in an apartment, I think it's crucial to have a bug out location. I don't think, based on the depth of collapse that I believe is coming, especially to American cities, I don't think that apartments are going to be a very high survival type of situation. So instead of trying to hunker down and survive in your apartment when you have no electricity, no water, essentially no food, no emergency response services, things like that, it's going to be much better to bug out to another rural location, even if it's something very simple, even if it's living in a tent. And no, seriously, folks, I would rather live in a high-quality canvas tent out in the woods somewhere during a collapse than be living in an apartment in a high-density city where everybody's going to lose their minds and you're going to have the zombie apocalypse. Seriously, I'd rather be out in the woods away from everybody just with a tent. So think about bug-out options. If you're listening to this and you live in an apartment, think about your need for mobility. And that automatically brings in all kinds of things that you've got to think about, such as navigation, not GPS, but paper maps and knowing how to use a compass, knowing, you know, the sun rises in the east and sets in the west, and, you know, just all these basic things about how to navigate. And then think about a bug out vehicle, which may not mean a car or a truck. It might be actually a bicycle. It might be a motorcycle, or it might be on foot, because the roads are going to be death traps, you know, depending on your timing. But if you're late out of the city, the roads are going to be death traps, and there might be checkpoints, there might be gangs, there might be homeland security, there might be vaccine checkpoints, who knows? So the most reliable way to bug out in terms of avoiding trouble on the roads is to do so cross country. And so you need to know where are the railroad tracks, because walking along the railroad tracks might be one of the best ways to get out of a city, by the way. And if you're walking along the railroad tracks, guess what? You're going to need a firearm. You're going to need a means of self-defense, which means you're going to need proficiency in that firearm and some extra ammo. And you're going to need a pack that you can carry, which means you're going to need a water filter, you know, like a pump camp filter, something like that, and so on and so forth. So the gear that you need kind of answers itself once you realize that you can't stay in an apartment building during a massive collapse, or that it's very it's almost impossible to stay in an apartment, depending on how bad it gets. Now, if you're talking about, oh, it's just going to be a mild collapse, you know, like a 3-day weekend type of thing, you know, or the, if you think the power grid's only going to go down for a couple of days, or if you think it's just going to be like a winter snowstorm, like an ice storm or surviving a hurricane or something, yeah, the power's off for a few days and it's back on, you could probably get by in an apartment. And the unprepared masses at that point have not lost their minds. But I'm talking about far more dire preparedness scenarios where people are losing their minds, where the power stays down hard, you know, for weeks or more, where the food starts to run out and there's a financial collapse, banks don't function, food stamps don't function, ATMs don't function, okay? That's the scenario I'm referring to. I would not want to be in an apartment building. And secondly, I wouldn't want to be anywhere near a city. So let's talk about bugging out on time. Because whether you live in an apartment or even a house in a city, or I don't know, some other place near the city, maybe in the suburbs, you need to think about bugging out, and you need advanced information in order to make that decision. So there's going to be a tipping point in the collapse where it's like, okay, this is not going to fix itself. We're beyond normalcy here, and it's a self-reinforcing cascading collapse situation. So those tipping points, it's important to pre-decide what those are so that you know when those things happen, you leave. Because remember, the only way to leave successfully is to leave ahead of the masses. So if you wait around, it's like, I don't see anybody panicking yet. And if your strategy is to wait for others to panic first and then you bug out, that's a bad strategy, likely to get you killed. You're going to have to move against the crowd, against the herd. You're going to have to be in front of the herd, in essence. And the only way to do that is to have these predefined markers of things going bad so that you know when it's time to get out of Dodge. So, well, what are these predefined markers? It could be, and again, these are up to you to decide. I can't tell you what markers are best for you, but let's say if nuclear weapons start to go off in Ukraine, could that lead to chaos in the United States? Well, absolutely, because nuclear weapons could escalate very quickly into a nuclear exchange, and Russia has already named multiple U.S. cities that it intends to target with ICBMs in a nuclear exchange. So the minute one nuke goes off in Ukraine, which, by the way, seems like that could happen at any time, and it doesn't even matter who sets it off, by the way. It could be NATO, it could be Ukraine, it could be Russia, it could be terrorists, who knows? The minute a nuke goes off in Ukraine, that might be your bug out, you know, trigger point right there, boom, or tipping point. I'm out of here, right? And no one would blame you for that. And maybe it doesn't lead to mass chaos. Maybe American cities don't get nuked, but do you want to take that risk? That's up to you. Another marker might be the failure of the food stamp system. So if the food stamp system goes down and stays down, and it looks like people are starting to lose their minds, then you might want to use that opportunity to say, hey, guess what? We've lost civil stability in these cities, and we're starting to see mass looting, for example, or flash mob looting in the grocery stores to where there's, you know, it's not safe to go out. That might be your trigger right there. Hey, let's get out of Dodge because these cities are becoming unsafe. Or if you see a lot of carjackings happening, you see a lot of people being shot and mobbed in the grocery store parking lots, things like that. What about the banking system? If the banking system goes into a bank freeze holiday, that's a pretty good sign right there. You might say, okay, banks are frozen. We know that within just a few days that people are going to lose their minds. So let's beat the rush out of town. Remember, you've got to be ahead of the crowd also in order to get, let's say, gasoline or whatever you're trying to acquire as a last-minute supply. Gasoline is often one of those things because people don't tend to stockpile a lot of gasoline because it goes bad. Okay, another sign might be a declaration of martial law or some kind of a wartime declaration by the Biden regime. So if they declare martial law, or something that is effectively martial law, could be a new lockdown, by the way, they're probably going to roll out highway checkpoints, and they're going to stop the mobility of people. And so you've got to get out of Dodge before those checkpoints come down, or you won't be able to, obviously, you know, leave. You'll be stuck in the city, basically a prisoner in your own city. So in order to stay informed, it's critical to stay tuned into independent media. You know, websites like mine, naturalnews.com, and others out there, you know, InfoWars and so many others, are always ahead of the curve. We are way ahead on what's going down. And if you want to know before the masses know, you read the alternative media. It's as simple as that. And you're going to get, in some cases, you know, a full day's advance notice or a couple days advance notice, depending on the nature of the news. But you're going to know things before the masses do. It's like things that are only being revealed today in mainstream media. Some of them we reported a year ago on Natural News. And sometimes it's days earlier. It just depends on the nature of the event. But tune into alternative media to stay informed. And watch for videos on Brighteon.com. Now, the very best place to get breaking news quickly, I've learned, is Brighteon.social. It's amazing. If you just monitor the stream of everything that's being posted there on Brighteon.social, you're going to find that it's quite, it's impressive. It's somewhat shocking. It's pretty mind-blowing. But go to Brighteon.social, create an account there, and you'll be well informed. Thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, PrepWithMike.com. Take care.